With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. John Bolton, President Trump's former national security advisor, has pleaded not guilty to charges of mishandling classified information.
Inside the courtroom, Bolton did not speak except to answer basic questions from the judge. Now, this indictment has a lot of details. For one thing, it accuses him of having shared with his wife and his daughter lots of classified information in the form of diary-like notes about his time in government. It also includes a really interesting anecdote that his email account was hacked by an operative linked to the Iranian regime. It says that a representative for Bolton in 2021 told the FBI about the hack but did not reveal that his email account contained classified information.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. President Trump is reconsidering the idea of selling long-range missiles to Ukraine for its war against Russia. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ukrainian President Zelensky used a White House visit to request Tomahawk missiles from the U.S., but President Trump sounded hesitant.
It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons.
Zelensky told the president that the Gaza peace deal could carry over to the Russia-Ukraine war.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine.
Before the Zelensky meeting, Donald Trump announced he would soon meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Hungary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. has seized survivors after a strike on a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean, the first since President Trump began launching attacks in the region this summer. It's believed to be at least the sixth strike since August. Israel has received the coffin of a missing hostage handed over to the Red Cross from Hamas. The Israeli military and security forces received the coffin inside the Gaza Strip, and it was taken to the Israel area and the Ministry of Health's National Center for Forensic Medicine. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the sex change business.
Fenway Health Center in Boston says it will no longer perform so-called gender transition surgeries on children now that the Trump administration has threatened to withdraw federal funding from any facility that does them. A growing number of major hospitals have abandoned sex change operations on kids, and more are expected to do so in coming weeks. More than half of the states have also passed laws that ban these kinds of surgeries on minors. Michael Harrington reporting.
Oklahoma's new public schools superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that required schools to place Bibles in classrooms and incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for students. The directive last year from former Superintendent Ryan Walters prompted a lawsuit from various liberal groups that is pending before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. It was to have applied to students in grades 5 through 12. This is SRN News. The price of gold is surging amid global economic worries. More from Bob Agnew.
The precious metal topped $4,300 for the first time on Thursday. Gold sales can rise sharply whenever anxious investors seek a so-called safe haven for their money. The latest headlines provide clues to gold's surging values. The latest gains come amid the now weeks-long government shutdown and ongoing trade wars abroad. Bob Agnew reporting.
Wall Street cruising to the finish of a winning week that began much bumpier. The S&P 500, the Dow, and the NASDAQ all climbing 0.5% yesterday. Research from Microsoft shows Russia, China, and North Korea are using AI to improve their attacks on U.S. companies and individuals. Researchers say hackers are targeting public systems like hospitals and using AI to create video and audio that can be used to develop digital human clones that can be used to deceive people. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.